It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Who's the most important person on a college football team? Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here. That is the question, and I think it's a great question because I really believe a person on a college football team can have a massive influence. And I give you great examples of it, but you tell me first, who do you think is the most important person to a college football program?
Oh, me, a defensive lineman.
My hell.
I'm just kidding. No,
you're not kidding.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not kidding.
Because you were over there thinking, quarterbacks, of course, me.
No, why not?
That's just not what you're thinking.
Oh, not even close.
No, I'm kidding.
Do you want me to help you out?
Yeah, I know. I think we're probably going to say the same thing because you want me to say it? Because I think it's the head coach is the
I don't
the
think
number
it's close.
One spot. Yeah.
I don't think there's any other position that even goes even remotely matters has a greater impact than a coach.
Makes all the decisions. Right. He sets up the assistant coaches, which assistant coaches are a huge part of it, but that comes from the head coach.
Right. And so it's – right. And it's a great topic to even talk about that because the only position coaches that matter are coordinators. That I mean, really, you can fill in spots with other coaches.
Yeah.
If you have a really experienced coordinator – that coordinator is going to teach a young coach, this is what I need my defensive lineman doing. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
They got to get there.
Yeah.
They can develop coaches.
Yeah.
But those coordinator
you got to have great coordinators.
Coordinator positions are outstanding.
Yeah.
And you look at the University of Utah, and that has been a huge, huge deal in their success this year.
Yeah.
Because those coordinators, you know what they're doing? They're making adjustments like between series.
Yep.
And
oh, yeah.
What's happened to BYU?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what's happened with the two wins that have happened? You know what's happened
to
BYU.
Yeah, Kalani stepped in and micromanaged the defense and fixed it up so it played better. Rodericks started making the calls on the offense.
They made
some corrections. And, I mean, you know what a miracle Lavelle Edwards is to talk about Lavelle in this? His two defensive coordinators, people don't remember how great Lavelle's defenses were. But he had Fred Whittingham from 1974 through 1994. He had Fred Whittingham, old Fred, big Fred, NFL guy forever. And he had Dick Felt, an NFL guy forever. And those were your two D coordinators that he kept there for over 20 years that ran that heart and soul of that defense
right.
with Tom Ramage in there that was an NFL guy. I don't know how he kept those guys in Provo with so little money for so long. Because
right.
that's what we had. Some of the best coaches
great
in the United
coaches.
States of America
yes.
that stayed there for 20, 30 years. They were unbelievable coaches for little money
right.
for BYU. It was just a miracle. But it was, what studs he had in Scoville and Tolner and Holmgren. I mean, it was, right.
Norm Chow was a great coordinator.
Yeah, and then Norm Chow after that.
But it came from the coach.
It came from Lavelle.
And it came from a coach going, look, I'm okay having guys smarter than me around.
Yeah.
That's part of it. But it's also... It's also these coaches create culture.
Yes.
And so USC just hired a brand new AD, but the guy that's really going to stir the drink there, so to speak, is going to be the new coach.
Now, a bad AD can hurt a good coach.
Oh, no question.
Right. It can hurt him.
Right.
But it is ultimately said.
But if you get the right coach, it makes all the difference in the world.
All the difference in the world.
Let me give you some examples, I think, that illustrate this perfectly. Pete Carroll goes to USC. I mean, they struggled for years before Pete Carroll got there.
Right.
And they tried everything. They tried big-name pro guys who were the hottest commodity in pro football or this and that, whatever.
Yeah.
And when Pete Carroll went there, he created a culture that just completely embraced who USC is.
Yeah.
And he was brilliant about it. And they really should have won three national championships in a row and probably could have won more had they, you know, not gotten off in the weeds in certain things. And they didn't need to get off in the weeds. And then, of course, he left and went to Seattle. But he wasn't a great coach before he got there. But he just figured out how to create the right culture. And that's what I think is really important. I'll give you another guy who – and he kind of leaves awake in his hurricane or his tornado as he comes through, and that's Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Where Urban Meyer came to Utah – and he took Ron McBride's recruits.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't go out and just magically.
He didn't have time to get his own recruits.
And in 2 years, poof, they're a totally different program.
Yeah.
And it was what he was willing to do.
It was that extra sauce, right?
It's a guy that's going to go and ride tracks.
Yeah.
And just going to get out and meet the people and go, come and see us. Come and be a part
of us. Create the energy and inspire the players to a whole new level of ball. Because you had the same players, the leadership. And that's where I see, and the flip of that, you see great coordinators turn around and try to be head coaches, and they suck at being a head coach.
Charlie Weiss.
Yeah.
Who was with the Patriots and the early success of Tom Brady, and then he goes to Notre Dame, and he's atrocious. He's just not good.
Isn't it funny? And they got this great – they're like – you put a muzzle on them. They're like the mad scientists. You put a muzzle on them and lock them in a cage in the back room and let them do what they do well. Right, and formulate all this magic, and they can do it. But then you ask them to be a leader in front of the team and to do what you're talking about with Urban Meyer and to inspire and talk and work the media and work the people and work as coaches and be the leader, and they can't do it. They can draw X's and O's and formulate and set up in the box and call down plays, but they can't lead. So there's a huge difference.
And it's not just being in the right place. Like take Florida State right now. I mean, you should win at Florida State.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost have to be average and you can win at Florida State.
Right, right.
And Willie Taggart just destroyed it. Yeah. And Clay Helton, who I really like. I got to know him when we went and interviewed him at the Pac-12 Media Days. Really liked him. I surprisingly liked him a lot more than I thought I would. And he just kind of can't quite get the – you know, USC should win the conference every year.
Yeah, every year. They should.
I mean, they should be like Alabama
and
every
get upset
year.
Once in a while with a Cinderella team, right. But they're the team to beat. Right?
They always are. They should be like Alabama. They should get the best players in the country.
Yeah.
Easily. I mean, California by itself, and if you're a top recruit, the number one place you want to go is to USC.
Yeah.
And everyone recruits in California. Every school, it's California's bigger than Canada.
Right.
I mean, there's 38 million, 39 million people that live
in
California,
California
alone. It's a hotbed of recruiting. And if you're the top dog, I mean, Alabama is not a big state, right?
Yeah.
They get kids,
like California.
No, but they get kids from all over the place that go to Alabama.
Yeah.
And there's no reason that it's not the it's not the venue. It's not the school. It literally is the coach going in there with the right frame of mind and the right charisma, and that coach can change everything in a New York minute.
In a New York minute.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. 100% agreed.
Well, Rivals has arrived, and guess what? It's now time to go, Jason.
You always got to kick me off because I just don't let go. I'm
like a
piranha.
No, he's like a pit bull.
I'm off to my corner.
He's like bad breath. He just can't get rid of it. He's like, ooh. All right, well, we're
but
powered.
Then you love me and you always come back.
Yeah, give you some gum and you're fine. All right, we're powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. Until then, don't act like Jason.